Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Had several people send me an interesting story out of Texas. The top elected official in Texas's smallest county is charged with cattle theft. Cattle theft. Susan Carroll wrote a story for NBCNews.com. And like I said, three people sent it to me. And there was a time when cattle theft or horse theft, those things were very, very serious issues. Now, I know they're serious now, but I'm not sure if the remedies today are as harsh as they were back in the old days. But lawmen came to remote Loving County in Texas on Friday to arrest the county judge, who is a former sheriff's deputy, and two ranch hands. And they're charged with one of Texas's oldest crimes, cattle theft. The judge, who is the top elected official since 2007 in the least populated county in the United States, as at least the continental United States, is facing three felony counts of livestock theft and one count of engaging in criminal activity, accused of gathering up and selling stray cattle, according to authorities. Now, he is part of a powerful ranching family that settled in that county back in the 1950s. He was booked into the jail on Friday and released on $20,000 bond, records show. He did not return phone calls seeking comment from news organizations. Authorities also arrested the former county deputy on one count of engaging in criminal activity, which is a second-degree felony, and he, likewise, did not return phone calls, but his wife sent an email that questioned the motives behind the arrests. She wrote, "We are being targeted at full force." Officials with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Ranchers Association, the lead agency on the case, offered a few specifics about the crime they claim was committed. Commissioned through the Texas Department of Public Safety, the association has special rangers who investigate livestock theft and other agricultural crimes. Those special rangers are certified peace officers. Now, a spokesperson for the association said the year-long investigation is ongoing and more charges are possible. Now, the idea that the judge would get picked up for cattle rustling was just too much for some people, like a Texas election lawyer, Susan Hayes, who's wrangled with these people in the past. She said, "You can't make this up." And between this and up, she put in a four-letter word that starts with S and ends with T. And it's not shot. It's not shut. You can't make this up. It's a pain in the ass to round up cattle and take them to market. And then to risk real trouble for it, it's just asinine to me. Meanwhile, that judge, his salary was $133,000 a year. Were the arrests spread faster than a prairie fire with a tailwind through this West Texas county, population 57 as of the last U.S. Census Bureau estimate, spread over 671 square miles of mesquite-studded desert, the county has no school, no church, no grocery store, and no bank. The few children who live there board the bus in the only town and travel about 35 miles each morning and afternoon to attend school. That town has a population of 22, by the way. For decades, a handful of prominent families in the county have feuded bitterly for control of the local government, with the Joneses finally largely coming out ahead. Now, the man who was arrested at the top of the story has served as a judge for more than 15 years. His sister is the county clerk. His cousin's husband is the county attorney. His nephew is the constable. But some recently elected county officials have been butting heads with the Joneses and their allies, making for colorful commissioners' court meetings and a much-anticipated November election. And blood is no longer holding even that family together. "He's had free rein for the entire time since he's been the judge," says the nephew, who was elected constable in 2016. "That's given him a sense of power and impunity that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Even the feeling of self-righteousness that he can do no wrong. When the judge was sworn in 2007, most of the roads were rutted like washboards, and residents still had to line up to get potable water dispensed from a community tank. But he presided over a period of unprecedented growth as fracking boomed in the Permian Basin, feeding money into the county's coffers. The parched landscape is now dotted with massive gas plants, water plants, and saltwater disposal systems. Many of the surviving working ranches have frack pads for horizontally drilled wells that cut through the ground to free up the lifeblood for Loving County's economy, which is oil and gas. The tax base hovers around $7 billion to $9 billion, and the county's budget has grown from about $2 million in 2008 to more than $28 million recently. The salaries for many of the top officials in town, the judge, auditor, treasurer, clerk, justice of the peace, county attorney, constable, and sheriff, are all over $100,000, or thereabouts. The judge has gotten into trouble before, but nothing like this. In 2016, the State Commission on Judicial Conduct determined that he failed to follow the law by charging steep fees for reducing tickets, including speeding and marijuana possession, down to parking tickets. And what would happen is, somebody would come into court on a more serious charge, they would plea bargain it down to a parking ticket, and then charge them $600 to $750 for the ticket. And so they'd pay a lot more money, but it would be postured as a parking ticket as opposed to whatever they'd come in for. And I know that one of the reasons that the state doesn't like that in some states, and I'm guessing this could be a situation in Texas, is that proceeds from parking tickets probably go locally. Proceeds for state offenses go elsewhere. And so if a judge does that too often, it will cut some of the money going to the state and make more money go to the locals. And again, this is all about money. Sometimes it is. Meanwhile, two ranch hands also were arrested on Friday. One man was charged with three counts of livestock theft and engaging in organized criminal activity. He did not return a reporter's phone call. And another guy faces a count of theft of livestock, which carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. And a reporter seeking comment from him called him, and he hung up on him. In addition to the judge, all of these people posted bond and were released from jail. So it's just a crazy story in the sense that the judge, top elected official in that little county, has been charged with cattle theft. Of course, he is completely innocent unless and until he's proven guilty in a court of law. So right now, he's as innocent as the day is long. But the allegation, obviously, is a quite serious one, especially considering Texas and its ranching history. And so if someone's going to get arrested for something in Texas, that's not the thing you want to get arrested for, I wouldn't think. I know there's other things you wouldn't want to get arrested for either, and you probably don't want to get arrested at all. But that's why it's making the headlines, okay? Because it's ranch country, and the guy is charged with cattle theft. So we'll see what happens, but this just hit the news recently. PEC, Vern, and Stephanie all sent it to me from NBCNews.com. Susan Carroll wrote it. The top elected official in Texas' smallest county is charged with cattle theft. And by the way, I've had several people point out to me that I'm often doing stories about people who got caught doing something. And I've had people say, Steve, what if something bad ever happened to you? Like you got arrested for drunk driving. Then wouldn't you feel bad for all the fun you've made of other people for getting arrested for something like that? And that is exactly the point. If I ever did get arrested for drunk driving, every single member of my audience ought to take out their phone, start filming themselves and go, ha ha, and post it on social media. I go, Steve Leto got arrested. I mean, that obviously. So my point is, I'm an attorney. A lot of people know who I am. I have to live my life a little bit better, a little bit cleaner than the average person. So if I were to get arrested for something like cattle theft or drunk driving, yes, everyone in the world should laugh at me. It's not going to happen, though. Famous last words. Questions or comments, put them below those. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Forget the years. Forget distinctions. Leap into the boundless and make it your home.